Lesson 4, Creating Change from Budget Monitoring. At the end of the budget cycle, groups have a wealth of data to analyze. As part of this analysis, monitoring groups should consider what type of action to take next. Often, this is determined by what type of information was collected. Some information is best used as part of an advocacy campaign or an awareness campaign, while some data analysis can be used for policy reform recommendations. When you complete this lesson, you will be able to first identify techniques to maintain a budget monitoring initiative. Second, learn how to track government spending during the budget execution process. And third, use budget monitoring activities to advocate for changes in budget allocation. However, before making any monitoring analysis public, as was mentioned in the previous lesson, monitoring organizations need to consider what pushback or backlash they may receive for making their findings public. Because political space can be very tenuous, monitoring groups should carefully weigh how government and other stakeholders may react to findings. How do you maintain a budget monitoring initiative? Data collection is an ongoing process. Rarely are monitoring groups interested in monitoring a budget for a specific finite purpose. Budget monitoring is often iterative. Monitoring leads to action, which leads to more monitoring, followed by more action. Following such a pattern can first build public confidence in the organization's monitoring efforts. Lead to information that can be compared over time. Illustrate that good governance issues are often not the fault of a single administration or party, but may be a part of evolving democratic process. And finally, highlight consistency of good governance practices relative to anomalies that may color the public's view of government behavior. How do you track government spending during the budget execution process? Expenditure tracking is when groups monitor government resource allocations, spending, and publicly funded projects to ensure that budgeted funds are spent accordingly and used efficiently. Expenditure tracking initiatives can take place during the budget execution and oversight stages of the budget cycle, but the majority of citizen group activities focus on tracking spending during the budget execution process. Monitoring groups can document how funds are spent on local government-funded projects and services throughout the budget execution process. When funding is released by the local treasury for agencies to spend, groups have used government budget documents to track the disbursements. Throughout the process, citizen groups compile regular reports based on their expenditure tracking findings. These reports can then be compared to the local government's record of expenditures in yearly reports and statements. During the budget oversight stage of the budget process, some citizen groups have even audited local budgets to reveal how the government's records compare to their own. In addition to ensuring the quality and responsiveness of public projects and services, these findings can help reduce corruption. Groups can use them as a basis for working with local governments to improve the budget execution process or to raise citizen awareness of discrepancies in expenditures. How do budget monitoring activities advocate for change in budget allocation? First, awareness-raising campaigns. A very common use of monitoring data is for groups to develop public awareness campaigns. Often, groups will use budget monitoring initiatives to develop public awareness campaigns that develop budget literacy. If there is little understanding among the public for what actually goes into developing and implementing a budget, these types of awareness campaigns can help citizens better understand their government's budget cycle. Some groups have monitored and tracked government employee salaries versus budget resource spending on community priority areas. With this information, monitoring groups can develop public awareness campaigns that could lead to reallocation of budgetary resources. These types of awareness campaigns can also work either toward corruption measures, both to correct misperceptions about government spending or call out government corruption with hard fact-based evidence. Second, budget advocacy. Budget advocacy is when monitoring groups lobby and campaign to bring about specific changes in a budget or budget process. Budget advocacy can occur either before or after a group has tracked expenditures, depending on the context and where in the budget cycle the group begins its monitoring activities. Many monitoring groups use the information they collect and relationships they form with local public officials through budget monitoring to support advocacy campaigns. These campaigns use data collected during budget monitoring activities to advocate for specific changes in budget allocation or in changing local budgetary practices throughout the budget cycle. These help to ensure that community priorities are reflected in budgets, that specific projects are funded, and that allocated funds are sufficient for project implementation. The second type of budget advocacy usually involves advocating for more transparent budget practices and easier access to government information. If budget monitoring activities have not met with the desired success due to government pushback, but there is enough political space to change budget procedures, then monitoring groups might find this type of a budget advocacy campaign worthwhile. The approach to budget advocacy, whether for changes in the budget or changes in budgetary practices, begins with developing a proposal for change. When advocating for specific budget allocations, monitoring groups should first identify community budget priorities. If this has not been done during a budget monitoring initiative, groups could use citizen questionnaires, interviews, and public discussions to gather community priorities. When advocating for reforming local budgetary practices, groups determine the most pressing problem with the current budgetary practices based upon their previous budget monitoring experiences. Once the priority issues are identified, the monitoring groups have developed proposals for specific changes to the budget or budgetary practices. In some cases, groups have created a budget platform that lays out a set of citizen priorities for local budget committees to take into consideration while developing the budget. To ensure that their proposal or budget platform has traction with local decision makers, monitoring groups have employed the following four budget advocacy tactics: presenting proposals or budget platforms during budget hearings, face-to-face meetings with local officials, letter writing campaigns, and organizing public forums for local public officials and citizens to discuss budget priorities.